you a fan of this podcast? Do you wish there was even more juicy content for you to sink your ears into? Well, there is. You can become a premium member of this podcast for $5.99 a month and get full access to an archive of over 50 bonus episodes. Additionally, we release a bonus episode every single month. That's a ton of extra content, including my personal interior design diaries, extra tips, my talking about trends, and so much more. Additionally, you'll be keeping us on the airwaves each and every week because your premium membership money goes directly back to making this podcast amazing. Check us out at affordableinteriordesign.com. Click on podcast to learn more and to become a premium member today.
Need a high-end designer or a lot of money to get a luxe look. Be your own interior designer.
This is Affordable Interior Design, the podcast.
Here's your host, Betsy Hellman.
Hello there. I am so excited to be back with you again this week. Lots of things on my mind because it's spring. And you know, this is my happy time. This is when I ramp up to my apex of happiness, the peak of positivity for me, which is summer, by the beach, hanging out, too hot for pants, got to wear flowy dresses and tank tops. This is my jam and it is coming so soon. I can feel it. So that's where I'm at. But something that's been on my mind is artwork. The other day I was visiting my home state of Missouri and chatting with people. And they often ask me questions, not just in Missouri, of course, but everywhere I go about, you know, my preferences for interior design things, home decor questions, things like that. And one of the things I love talking about the most is artwork. First of all, it perplexes people. They're not sure what to choose. They may not have strong feelings about artwork, but they also don't want to have empty walls. But the other reason that I love talking about artwork is that I used to be a painter. I started my career in the fine arts, painting and making paintings for people's spaces. And that's really where my passion kind of kickstarted for interior design. And it grew out of that. And I think there's so many similarities between learning how to become a good painter and becoming a good interior designer in terms of, you know, knowledge of color theory, of composition, of focal points, all these different things that you're looking for when you're making a work of art, you're also considering when you're designing a room. So there's just so much overlap. And in terms of designers who worked for my firm, quite a number of them have been artists themselves. So whether they love to paint or draw or do photography, it's amazing at how many interior designers have that as a hobby on the side. Well, I was talking to this person about sourcing art online, and the questions that were coming up, the things that she was considering, I thought would be really helpful for you guys. Maybe you're having the same challenges when you source art online. So let's get into it. Let's discuss looking for art on the World Wide Web. So let's talk first about the advantages of buying art online. I think it's a great thing because it opens you up to a world of artists. Not only can you more easily source original art because you're shopping from the entire world, but also you can find art at different price points because I happen to think that art in the United States is often overpriced for original art, or it just can be so expensive, especially for something that you can't see and touch in person first. I have a really hard time paying that premium when I don't know exactly what I'm getting. So when we're shopping for art from other countries, it can often be much more affordable with the exchange rate. And certainly you are taking a leap again because you're not seeing it in person, but you're also not making that huge investment. For instance, I got my favorite piece of art that I own from a artist who was on Etsy, and she was based in Ukraine. And it was so exciting because, you know, she was charging quite a bit. It was not a cheap piece of art. It was over $600. But to get this custom oil painting in this rather large size of 30 by 40 inches vertical would have cost me triple that in the United States on Etsy even. So I was really excited to get this quite unique piece. She takes people or families and puts them in fairy tales. And you might have heard me talk about this piece when I had it commissioned in 2015, but we were leaving Brooklyn and our favorite place to go as a family in Brooklyn was Coney Island. And so instead of having her put our family in a fairy tale, I asked if she could put us in kind of this fantasy Coney Island. And I sent her pictures of Coney Island, and then I sent her pictures of the family, and she merged it and really did a beautiful job. My husband was the ringmaster of the circus. My daughter was a mermaid from the mermaid parade. My son was riding around in a little train ride. They have so many kids' rides in Coney Island. And that actually happened to be his favorite ride. And I didn't even tell her that. There were so many really cool, special moments in that painting that continue to resonate with us today. One little story I'll tell you about how special this painting was is that my family, the four of us, my two kids, my husband, myself, and our dog, were the only people in this painting, the only people featured, except for one gal over in the corner. And I don't know if it was a gal because the back was to us and this person was riding like a hot air balloon ride. And this person had a ponytail. You know, guys can have a ponytail, girls could have a ponytail. I wasn't sure. But when I saw this picture, when I unveiled it for my husband because it was a present for him, I said, "You see that girl over there?" I was like, "I wonder who that is. I think it's a sign that we need to have another baby." He was like, no, it is not a sign. It's just a random person. And I was like, I know, but there's no other random person in here. I just think it's really interesting. And he was like, okay. So, you know, we tried to have other babies and we failed. My husband was not excited about having other babies, but he went along with it. I didn't really reference the painting as I was thinking about this, but each time I got pregnant, I'd be like, oh, here's the manifestation of the little baby. And then each time I lost that pregnancy, it was sad. And you know, this person in this ride is actually riding away from us. And I was like, well, maybe that's a sign. Maybe this third baby is just elusive and riding away from us on the ride. And that's just how it's going to be. But then little Mira came along and it all suddenly made sense. And I could see the little girl with the ponytail who was, you know, a different age and different kind of orbit than my kids, but still there, very present. And then for Christmas, my husband got me this photo frame and it had two openings. And on one opening was this picture of beautiful baby Mira, fresh from the hospital, just looking so angelic. And in the other side of the frame was a snapshot of that little girl in the amusement park ride and embossed on the bottom of the frame, it said, "Mama always knows," because I always knew that she was coming. Anyway, that was a digression. That was a tangent. But what I mean to say is you're just not going to get a piece that special at that price point, including shipping around here. And, you know, I don't just use Etsy when I'm shopping. I love Saatchi Art. I love Udemy. There's so many wonderful places to find art online, including just shopping directly from an artist's website. So oftentimes, I will just type in the type of art that I'm looking for, you know, blue, abstract with orange, right? I'll be very specific. Now, that's the other thing I wanted to mention is that online, you can sort and filter very specifically what exactly you're looking for. Many times my clients tell me, "Betsy, I don't have that inspiration piece that's going to tie the entire room together. I don't feel strongly about art. In fact, I want to use a rug as my inspiration piece and the art will be the afterthought." And actually, that's how I source when there's not a piece that's very near and dear to my clients' hearts, because I can't hinge my entire design on a piece of art that is so subjective that the instant they see it, they're going to either love it or hate it. That is way too risky for my entire design. If I pull that piece out because they were like, Betsy, it does not speak to us. If I pull it out, my entire design will collapse if it was the inspiration piece. So in those cases, I tend to use a rug or the drapes as that inspiration piece. And the art is something I source towards the end. So the thing I love about doing it online is places like Wayfair, places like Minted allow you to really filter what you're looking for. I can filter by size, by shape, by colorway. I can get really specific in terms of the theme or subject matter of the art, and it can help me to narrow down these thousands of choices in a really quick amount of time. And of course, the other filter that I love to use that really narrows it down like no other is price point. That leads me to a disadvantage of buying online. And the disadvantage is that you can't see exactly what you're getting. And when you go too narrow on that filter in terms of price point or want to go too low, you often get a piece of crap. And bad, cheap art looks cheap. Now, you all know exactly what I'm talking about. You have seen it. You have seen it on the shelves at Walmart. You have seen it on the shelves at Target. Home Goods has a few of these offenders. Really bad looking art that looks cheap in person. And one way that you can know if a piece is going to look cheap in person, now it's not foolproof, but I typically like to find a piece, whether it's stretched on canvas or not, that has a frame. If it has a frame around it, if it comes framed, it typically looks one notch up than a piece that is just stretched on canvas, a piece that's printed on wood, or a piece that's a print that then I will have to pay to frame, which can be quite expensive. So I avoid those stretched on canvas only without that frame, just because oftentimes it will betray the amount that I spent. I also love a Gislee print. It's G-I-C-L-E-E print because it's going to have some texture. It's going to pop off of the canvas and look like it was hand-painted, even though it's reproduction. Now, guys, a lot of you are saying, Betsy, I've read your book, and I know that you do not like reproductions of paintings. You only like reproductions of art that's intrinsically flat, like a drawing or like a map or like a lithograph, things that in their original state were flat and did not have texture. But things like a watercolor where the paper would ripple, or an oil painting where it would pop off the canvas, or even an acrylic painting where you can see the texture of the brush. All of those things in the past, I have insisted should be original if they are 3D pieces of art. I have totally changed my ways as I've gotten older. Not just because I've gotten older and more tired about fighting with my clients about art that they really love that happens to be a reproduction of a painting. I can't anymore. I wave the white flag. And now it's time for a quick commercial break. Do you love this podcast? Do you wish you could learn even more? Well, we have an online class bundle. Our online class bundle is comprised of three online classes: Beautifying Your Home for Less, Styling Your Home, and the Fundamentals of Feng Shui. Each one of those three classes is between 30 and 45 minutes long and chock filled with visuals and tips, things that will help you to style your own space or help out with other spaces. Additionally, with the pack of three classes, you get an autographed copy of my book, Affordable Interior Design. You get all of that for only $99. Once again, that's the three online classes as well as the book for only $99. You just go to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to buy your bundle today. And if one of those classes sounded intriguing, but maybe you already have my book or some of the other topics are not of interest, you can buy the classes individually at that site as well. Each class is $40. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to get your bundle or your online class today. The quality of the art that you're able to purchase online right now is just so much better than it was 10 years ago when I wrote the first draft of that book, or even 8 years ago when I wrote the second draft of that book. So I have changed my ways and I am much more open to 2D art. There are just some beautiful things out there. Let's talk about another disadvantage to buying online is that you can get a little scammed. So when you're using a place like Etsy, when you're using a vendor site, sometimes you're not always supported by the company you're purchasing from. So I do get a little nervous. I have been a little bit burned buying overseas on Etsy before. I bought this like gift wrapped bundle for this baby who was in England of one of my clients, and I wanted to send them something. But anyway, long story short, it got stuck in customs and she never got it. And Etsy did not do anything to protect me, nor did the seller. They were like, the seller did send it. We have tracking information. And the seller was like, I did send it. And it was just lost forever in customs. So you do run a slight risk, especially if you're shipping internationally, that you may not get the piece and you may not be backed up. So know that in advance, buyer beware, and really check the reviews of the person you're buying from. Because like I mentioned, even buying from a site like Etsy, they may not back you up when the artist doesn't. Now, places that are a little bit more high-end, like Saatchi Art, will back you up, which I really like. You could also check out Art Finder. Now, they don't have original art, but they're sort of this big company that I've always had great experience with in terms of customer support. Now let's talk about setting a budget when you're shopping online. So when you're shopping for art online, you want to be getting a good deal. Like you want to be seeing a piece and saying, oh, I feel really comfortable paying for that. Even if it's, you know, a large size and tends to be a little bit more expensive. If you're going to be paying a premium, a really high price, I would want you to see it in person. I would want you to see it at a gallery. I would want you to go to the artist studio. I really want you to have that in-person visceral experience, because what you see online in terms of the colors, the texture, is going to be vastly different than how it looks in your space. And you just have to be aware of that and willing to take that chance. Here is a hot tip. When I'm looking for art that will coordinate with my inspiration piece, with my 60-30-10 color palette, say I'm working with teal, sunflower yellow, and tomato red. Say that's my 60-30-10. Finding another tomato red while looking online could be tricky. When it comes to your house, it might look more like a cherry red that has a little bit more blue, or it might be like a deeper burgundy that even appears to have some muddy brown, and it wouldn't have translated well on your screen. What I like to do is I like to pick a piece of art that has a range of those tones. So it has a range of reds, from bright to muddy to a little bit more warm. So that way I'm sure that one of those ranges of tones will be pulling out the color I'm using from the inspiration piece. Most often I use this with teals, because teals can skew a little bit robin's egg and be a little bit paler and greener, or even to the extreme of seafoam, or they can go the other way and be a little bit more blue and turquoise. It can be really hard to discern online. So when I'm designing with teal and choosing artwork, again, I'll go for a piece that has a variety of tones of blue. So I'm sure to get that turquoise as well as that more light colored teal, so I can be sure that it will work with the room I'm designing. That's a little hack that you can think about as you're selecting art. Now, in terms of what are some trending or classic styles to consider, I think you shouldn't worry about trends. I was trying to share with this lady that if you focus on trendy artwork, you might wind up with a whole bunch of things that look like they did come from Home Goods, which happens to be a store which capitalizes on trends and is constantly swapping things out from their shelves to speak to those trends. When I'm choosing artwork, I tend to look for something classic, timeless, or something that you just really love. Classic and timeless can mean black and white photography. It can mean maps. It can mean sculptural art like found objects, wagon wheels, or even clocks, right? So I don't tend to think about trends when sourcing artwork. And of course, you all know from my book, Chapter 9, one thing that has absolutely not changed is I never, and I mean never, select word art. I have this client of mine, very good client. I love them so much. They are so sweet and their family is a delight. I was working with them the other day and they said, Betsy, we have this list of house rules and they do have a lot of children. I have only 3 children and I would love some house rules in place that my kids would actually follow. But they have even more children than that. And they're like, Betsy, we really want to post these house rules in a prominent place. Now, it was clear that this was not a custom piece. This was a piece they had bought on Wayfair or something like that, right? And it had very distinct colors of orange, teal, and I think kind of a red, tomato red type. And they wanted to use it in their family room, ideally. That's a place where they all gathered and a place where I guess rules would often get broken. So I designed the entire family room. I designed some other rooms and we came together for the presentation. And during the presentation, I went through the shopping list that things that I'd found. And then in the mood board, I tend to put not only things that I found, but also pre-existing items that they've shown me that they want to reuse. So I unveil this mood board, showing them what the room is going to look like when it's complete. They ooh, they ah, they love it. Then the wife pipes up and she says, Betsy, I don't see the house rules anywhere on this board. And I said, that's right, because I actually put the house rules in the mudroom. And if you don't like the house rules in the mudroom, I have another alternative location outside by the recycling bin. I didn't want to say the trash because that would be, well, downright cruel. But the bottom line is I hate word art. And you should have imagery that inspires people to feel a certain way, but doesn't dictate that they behave a certain way. If you absolutely must have rules or must have word art, make sure that it looks personalized or looks custom to you and your family. Otherwise, it looks a little cheesy. So I hated to teach them a tough lesson. And were they a new client of mine, I might have delivered my message in a more subtle way, but I still would not have included that word art in the family room. And I was not leaning in hard to the teal, orange, tomato red color palette. All of that was just not working for me. So there we go. Just a little anecdote to illustrate one of my points. In terms of shipping or return policy concerns, that's a real thing. You know how I mentioned earlier that I want you to get frames that, artwork that's been framed? The big problem with that, the big problem with not just getting a tube with a rolled canvas in it, is that oftentimes that frame will come damaged. Whether I'm getting an oversized piece from a place like greatbigcanvasart.com, or whether I'm shopping from Wayfair, when I do select something that's pre-framed, I know that there's a higher risk of that frame being dinged, the plexi being cracked, or certainly glass being broken. So know that that is a risk that you take and make sure that the company that you're purchasing from has a solid returns policy because you're going to need to open it right away so that you're not outside of the return window. And then you're also going to need to inspect it closely. So for large canvas pieces or large original pieces, I do recommend getting them shipped in the tube and then just paying that upcharge to have it framed when you get it locally. The other option, which I do love, I love Framebridge. So I've had amazing experiences with Framebridge where I'll send them a print, send them a drawing, send them something that's 2D. I haven't ever had them do anything stretched on canvas. I'm not even sure that they do. And they ship it back to you totally framed beautifully. And I have found that they package it in such a way that I have never had an issue with their framing. So there we go, guys. You might have other questions about artwork, whether it's original or sourced online. Just go to my website, go to affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Once again, that's affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. You'll see a little form. You can submit one question, multiple questions. You can send me pictures to illustrate your dilemma, and I would love to tackle it on the next episode. Until next time, bye. You've asked for it, and we have answered the call. For years, you've been saying, Betsy, you're talking about all these great design concepts, but we can't visualize them. You're describing the picture that the listener sent in of their problem, and we wish we could see that picture too. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I do my best to describe them, but there's nothing like seeing it for yourself. And that's why Affordable Interior Design, the podcast, now has a YouTube channel. Not only do we have a YouTube channel where you could see recordings and clips of these podcast episodes, we also have an Instagram, a Facebook, and so many other exciting things. You should check it out. Head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Links. And when you go there, you will see links to our YouTube page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and more. Please check it out, follow, and subscribe so you can see everything I'm talking about. A big thank you to our amazing producer, Catherine Heller, to Eitan and the MVCR House Band, and to Affordable Interior Design, the sponsor of this podcast and the premier place to get an amazing look on a budget. Check out affordableinteriordesign.com. If you guys love the show, the very best way to support us is by spreading the word. Tell your friends or write us an awesome review on iTunes. So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.